morning. Good morning, New Jersey. Chime time, 8:38. We had a little story this morning I was talking about. Over the Memorial Day weekend, an attraction began at Laurel Hill Park in Secaucus. It's called Field Station Dinosaurs. And this, I had no idea about this. It's 30 life-size electronically controlled dinosaurs, including the largest animatronic dinosaur ever made. It's a heck of a notion, an idea. But why we brought it up, apparently it is in a park, and parking, a lot of parking spaces, but they can't charge for parking. So the town, well, I tell you what, let's go to the mayor of Secaucus and let him tell us about it. Hey, Mayor Ganelli, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I was talking about this story this morning. Now, you have found a way in which apparently you cannot charge a fee for 492 parking spaces, but what did you come up with?
So we came up with an environmental impact fee, which is pretty unique. But
yeah, you just changed the name. I thought it was ingenious.
No. We didn't change the name. We're encouraging people to take mass transportation to the site.
Yeah.
The site is really hundreds of feet away from the Lautenberg Rail Station.
Uh-huh.
There's New Jersey Transit shuttle buses that go to the site. In fact, the Dinosaur Park itself runs a shuttle bus. So, listen, if you go by mass transit, you're protecting the environment, you're bringing cars off the road, and there's no fee to park. If you decide to take your car, there's an environmental fee, which is going to be dedicated to purchasing, preserving, upgrading parks, and buying open space. So it will not be used to offset taxes. It'll be used just what it's called, for environmental improvements.
Well, the operator of the attraction isn't objecting to it, so I suppose, you know, certainly nobody else should. Let me talk to you about the attraction. I'd never heard of that before, and all of a sudden it opened. This sounds amazing.
Oh, it truly is. I think I'm a frequent flyer. I'm stopping in there all the time. It's just it feels like you're in Disneyland in the East. It's really a beautiful place. They did a wonderful job. They're changing it up. They have different types of shows and attractions.
Hmm.
It's tremendous. A tremendous place. But, you know, with the environmental impact fee, the County of Hudson leased this property to Field Station Dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they leased it for $1 million over 3 years. So the County of Hudson is tax exempt, so there's no money generated from that park whatsoever. So this is a way for the town to recoup some money back, not a heck of a lot. But, you know, we have to provide police, fire, EMS, all the services that the town would provide for anybody else, but we're not getting any taxes out of it.
So. Hey, how's it doing?
Oh, I mean, the first weekend, 7,000 people.
Mm.
The second weekend, I believe, over 5,000 people, and this weekend was packed. They're going to open up in July every day.
Man.
Right now, during the week, they're open just for school trips.
Okay, so they will not open until July for the public. I can't wait to see that. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, they're open every weekend for the public.
Okay.
But they'll be open full-time.
Weekend being what, Saturday and Sunday or a little bit of Friday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Just Saturday and Sunday. Hey, Mayor, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling.
Hey, thanks for bringing it up. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Mayor Ganelli.